welcome to the Japan Baseball Weekly Podcast. It's brought to you by Shooters in Nagoya. I'm John Gibson, and with me as usual is my buddy Jim Allen. What's happening, dude? Long time no see.
That is true, buddy. How you been?
I'm fine. You know, you don't answer email. You don't call. I just feel so abandoned.
Well, that's probably because you have been. That's mean to say. I shouldn't say that.
Throw a little bit of feeling in there, you know. What's more with feeling?
Oh, yeah. No. You know, it's just me being me.
I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. I'm glad we made it through the Olympics alive.
Yeah, that was, the Olympics was a challenge, and now we've got the next thing to handle, the under 20 Women's World Cup or something.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's fun. Okay.
All right, this week we've got an interview with Randy Messenger of the Hanshin Tigers. We're going to discuss sibling dingers and Hirooki Kokubo announcing his retirement. So let's start clearing the bases. All right, so I got to sit down with Randy Messenger the other week, and it was an interesting chat. You get a sense of the frustration he's experiencing as life being a starter with the Hanshin Tigers this year. And it's a common theme. We discussed it on last week's show. We've discussed it all season long. Runs are hard to come by. They just are. And this was a day after he was pitching with no runs for about six or seven innings. I forgot when they scored the run, and then finally, the Tigers scored and got even and took him off the hook because he was on the hook for the loss against the Giants at Tokyo Dome. And then just the other night, he throws, I think it was Friday night or Saturday night, he throws against the Swallows, and he lost the game 1-0 on a hit that really wasn't that much of a hit. I mean, if you were out fishing and you caught a fish that was the size of this hit, you'd throw it back.
Well, I wouldn't because I can't catch fish. So if I had one, I'd be jumping up and down.
Well, I don't know about can't catch fish. You probably just don't go out and try, which is what I don't do either.
Well, you know,
I'm sure you're capable.
Well, that's, I appreciate your optimism.
Well,
let's put it this way. I'd be more optimistic with Randy on the mound than with me, the fishing rod in my hand.
That's great. All right. Well, he's done really well in his 2+ seasons, as has Jason Standridge, whom the Hawks dumped pretty quickly, you think, without giving him much of an opportunity. But that's another story for another show. Randy, you know, I went through and counted. He's got 15 quality starts out of his 22, and he's 6-10. That goes to show you how much records mean very little.
Well, I don't know. Let's just see what kind of runs he's gotten to work with.
Well, they're arbitrary. I mean, you can pitch really well. Obviously, his ERA is about 3. He strikes out a good number of batters, 119 in his almost 140 innings. So he's going to talk about it in the interview. But he likes to stay in the strike zone anyway. He's not really. I don't think he considers himself a strikeout guy per se.
Well, the Tigers have been shut out in his start 6 times.
He's the Masaru Takeda, the fighting pitcher of this season.
Yeah. He's got 5 times they've scored 1 run. So that's 11 games when they've scored less than 2 runs in the entire game.
Yeah.
And not surprisingly, they are, well, perhaps to his credit, they're 0-9 with 2 ties.
In those games, yeah.
Right.
Which means he's kept them in the game pretty late, and they still haven't been able to do anything. So.
But he hasn't won a game unless they've scored at least 4 runs, so that's not that's also not a problem. You know, you'd hopefully, in this run environment, if they scored 3, you'd hope to get a win. But But I'll tell you, give him 4 runs, and he's unbeatable.
And, of course, I think that's true for a lot of pitchers, and we talked before we started taping. I think maybe we should have to – we should reconfigure the quality start stat for Japan for this year, because I think since you can't have a half a run, it's going to have to go down to 2 runs over 6 innings or...
Call it the outstanding start.
Well, I've heard talk about that, too. Like, if a guy throws, doesn't allow any runs for 8 innings, isn't that better than a guy who allows 3 over 6 innings? And
well, 3 earned runs, too. He doesn't say how many runs you allow.
Yeah, earned runs.
Okay.
Well, so let's listen to a little bit of the Tiger experience through the eyes of Mr. Randy Messenger.
All right, I'm here with Randy Messenger, right-handed pitcher for the Hanshin Tigers. Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
All right, you've already thrown more innings this year than you've thrown the first two that you spent with Hanshin. The K's, the homers, they're pretty much in order for you. How do you grade your season so far?
Actually, to this point, last year I threw 150 innings total, so this year I'm on a pace to throw more innings than I did last year. It's been a struggling season, you know, for the team, but personally I feel like I've done well. I kept my team in the ballgame for pretty much, you know, 70% of my starts, so as long as I could do that, it makes me happy.
I know you pitched well. You pitched in a lot of games, like the one on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Tuesday at Tokyo Dome, where it ended up being a 1-1 tie with the Giants. Tell me about those kinds of games where they're all tough and every run means so much.
Yeah, it's one of those things. This season, you know, especially for our team, it's been really tough for us to scratch across a couple runs, let alone just one. And we had plenty of opportunities last night to knock their starter out of the game, and we weren't able to. And, you know, unfortunately, that's baseball. And you just got to keep trucking, do your job, keep your team in the ballgame.
When you're pitching in a game like that, I mean, how much weight do you put on just that one run? Because that could be the difference.
Yeah, like I said, the way we've been playing lately, that one run could mean you either get the loss or the team gets the loss. So, you know, once you give up that run, you still got to make sure you get the job done, get the last third out of that inning to make sure you don't let anything else happen, putting up a crooked number, so then your team is able to still play and have the opportunity to win.
Now, how do you like your splits? I noticed this year you are about 245 against overall your batting average allowed, and then against left-handed batters it's 263, but not that much higher than the right-handed batters.
Yeah, you know, over here it's a little different. You got different style of hitters, so they make you work a lot more. For me, I'm a guy that keeps the ball in the zone a lot, and that's what gets me in trouble, because they start fouling off so many pitches, and the next thing you know, when I do make that mistake, you know, they get a little bloop base hit, or they do hit me sharply. So it's just tough. Like I said, it's just part of pitching. You got to deal with it.
How much weight do you give to personal, you know, wins and losses?
Well, obviously you have expectations that you want to, you know, and goals that you want to, you know, be able to come up with during the season. But when it doesn't happen, and as long as, like I said, you give your team the opportunity to win and you have a quality start, that's all that matters, because it shows that your team, you know, it shows your team that you're able to do the job and give them an opportunity to win the game.
I know you didn't want to push your loss total to double digits, because that I mean, it just seems that that's a big figure in everyone's mind. I mean, how's that for you?
Absolutely. You never want to lose more than, you know, double digit games, but you know, like I said, some of the games I've lost this season have been some really close ball games. So, like I said, I've done my job for the most part this season. And when that happens, all you can do is take it for what it is, you know. You gave your team the opportunity and it didn't happen, so you get the loss.
Personally, I don't think too much about wins and losses. I think more of trying to get guys out, trying to get quick innings, kind of get the rhythm of the game. How's that figure in for when you're pitching?
Oh, absolutely. That's like what I said earlier. You know, I like to throw a lot of pitches in the zone because I want them to have contact. You know, the quicker I'm out of the inning, the better. You know, gets my team back hungry at the plate, you know. So that makes it a lot nicer for me if I have a quick inning.
Now, what were your expectations for the team before the season started?
I thought we were going to do, obviously, a lot better than we have. You know, we have a good team. We have a bunch of veterans. We have a great pitching staff, a great bullpen. You know, we have a great offensive team. But, like I said, this year's just been really hard for us, and we've struggled a lot at the plate.
Yeah, many of the media members, including myself and Jim Allen, we figured you guys would pitch well. We were kind of concerned about the run scoring and a little bit about the defense. And then you lost Kenji Jojima at catcher, and that's been an issue for the team as well.
Yeah, you know, he was a huge bat for us in 2010. You know, he had an unbelievable season. I mean, the whole team did that season. But, you know, we have guys that have been able to fill in. We just, like I said, we haven't been able to come up with that big hit in certain situations when we have the runners in scoring position. That's been our nemesis this year so far.
Fewest runs scored in the league, highest ERA team-wise in the league. But what has been the biggest issue for the Tigers in terms of win-loss record?
Like I said, just not being able to come up with that timely hit, you know, when we have runners in scoring position, and give us a big cushion, you know, to keep that inning alive. You know, we've been struggling with getting the runners in scoring position. That's been our biggest thing this year.
Does this team have a run in it to get to a playoff spot in the Central League?
I feel it does. You know, like I said, there's times where we show what kind of baseball we can play, and then there's times that, you know, we just really struggle at the plate. And as soon as a pitcher gives up a couple runs, it's tough for our team to come back from that, it seems like, this season.
The other teams, I know the Dragons pitch well, the Giants are pitching well, the Carp pitching pretty well. How do you see the rest of the season playing out for the top, maybe top two teams?
It's going to be a battle regardless because, you know, we still have to play them. And like I said, we never give up. We're always going to play hard, you know, and those two teams have been unbelievable this year, pitching staff and offensive-wise. So it's going to be a showdown to the end for sure in our Central League.
All right, well, let's hope the Tigers get involved in the third place race and we'll see you in the playoffs.
Yes, definitely. Sounds good to me. Definitely want to be there.
All right, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you again.
All right, so thanks again, Randy. We appreciate you sitting down. And
great, yeah, I was glad to hear you. Haven't seen you for a while since Chiba and Tokyo Dome, so it was good to hear your voice.
So, yeah, unfortunately, it was Saturday that he threw, and he got shut out to lose that 10th game. And, you know, we talked about double-digit losses in the interview, and I guess it was inevitable. He was sitting at 9 anyway, and he's obviously pitching for the Tigers, so it's hard to avoid.
Yeah, as long as they're going to throw you out there, you're going to get beat.
Yeah. So what stood out for you in the interview?
Well, yeah, a couple of things. I mean, of course, you know, the same old song about not scoring runs. That's the obvious one. But I think, the Tigers, I think you're both kind of optimistic about the Tigers considering all the stuff that's gone on. And, they really have played badly considering the talent they've got.
You mean optimistic about them making a run at that third place playoff spot that I mentioned at the end?
Yeah,
well, you know, I would actually hope that they could do that, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see it either. And the funny thing is, he talked about, you know, taking care of business, which has really been my impression of him, from him since day one. You know, he's here to pitch and he does that. And sometimes I'll tell you when the Matt Merton thing blew up in June, we were talking about this at Cebu Dome. It was like two days after it happened. We were talking at Cebu Dome, and I said, he said, "I just can't tell the guys to score runs when I'm pitching." I said, "Well, you can, but you'd probably end up on the bench."
Or
I said, "No, yeah, I'd be in hotter, you know, in more trouble than I ever dreamed of." So
yeah, on the bench or worse.
Yeah,
probably worse since he's a foreigner. But
right, because like I said, they have been shut out a lot when he's pitched, and he has pitched well, and I mentioned that to Jason, and he said, "Yeah, just I'm glad I'm not in his shoes." Well, and Randy's probably saying, "Well, I'm glad I'm not in his shoes."
Yeah, I don't see any shoes are different, and now it seems like everybody's wearing the same shoes because they've squeezed guys out of the rotation. They're going on with a shorter rotation, and he's pitching twice a week now, and they're trying to do anything they can, it looks like, to stay out of last place. And, you know, a long time ago I talked to Tuppy Rhodes about the significance of staying out of last place, and he just went on and on about how teams really value players a lot differently when you finish in last, and you have to do anything you can to avoid finishing in last place.
Well, you know, that's like the story of Branch Rickey saying to Hank Greenberg, who wanted a raise, and he said, you know, when they finished last, he said, "Son, we could have finished last without you." And that's a problem finishing last, is that everybody is, in some respect, expendable, as far as, you know, you can't get any worse than last. So, obviously, nobody wants to be in that position. And I think, to be honest, I think the Tigers are going to have a really hard time not finishing last.
I do, too. And the reason I think that is because of their defense. When Kanemoto plays, and he's not playing a lot all the time or as many innings as he used to, maybe, say, 5 years ago. But, I mean, basically he's bowling the ball in there from left. They sent Matt Merton down to the minors because of we could say it was a bad game that he had.
Bad inning.
And essentially they're going to put in the young fast guys to improve their defense, and I didn't see any improvement in the game tonight.
draft guys is Ryoto Arai, who's pretty much a first baseman, so that doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Wanted his bat in the lineup instead of Mertens.
Yeah, well, whoever they're putting out there, it's really not that great a defense. I know you like Toritani at short. I think he's average. I think their whole infield is average. I think their catching is below average. They've been using
Hirano's above average.
Who's that?
Hirano's above average.
You say that, but I think he makes every play look great because he's lost a step and it takes him a little bit longer to get to balls nowadays. I mean, he might make a great play here and there, but so does every average guy. I don't think he's above average.
Okay. I mean, no. Do I like Toritani? Yeah, he's a very competent player. I mean, in the context of Japan, I don't think he has great range. I think if he was in the majors, he'd be a third baseman. So he does have an arm, but he doesn't have the great mobility.
Yeah, I don't even think he'd be a third baseman. I think he'd be a backup outfielder.
That's just because you're on your mean pills tonight.
Anyway. Mean juice, too, with that.
I'm not talking about your juice, dude. You better hide it under the Milky Cabrera did, is all I got to say.
Oh.
We don't have a suspension for the podcast. Anyway, the thing about the Tigers is, and finishing last, I want to bring out this the Bill James quote of the week. Which is, this was from 1986, and it was about regarding the Minnesota Twins. And he was trying to explain how a team that was playing well, which in this case doesn't apply to Hanshin. well, it doesn't apply to Hanshin, but they need to appear to be playing well all the time because of their legions of fans. So anyway, what he said is, when you see a contending team start looking around for a scapegoat, you've got a real good clue that a scapegoat will soon be needed. So this is what I was thinking of in June, when all heck busted loose over Matt Mertens' sarcastic remark, and I heard Matt Mertens talking about it, and I thought, hold on a second, this is just too bizarre. And my friend from the Daily Sports, whose name will be left out of the record, explained the situation to me, which was that the Tigers, nobody in the Tigers were hitting. Sekimoto wasn't hitting, and Toritani wasn't hitting, and Kanemoto wasn't hitting, and Takahiro Arai wasn't hitting. And we have a new manager, and he wasn't, my feeling is that he wasn't in a position. He and most of his coaches are new, either new or they're in new promoted positions. Mm-hmm. So they had to basically say how angry they were to the media, but they couldn't say that the Japanese veteran players were stinking, which they were.
Yeah.
So basically, they said, "Yeah, the foreigners who are stinking," which they were.
Yeah, well, who's not? I mean, the only people who aren't stinking on that team are pitching, or I think actually Wada hasn't done a bad job. I like his game management per se. I mean, it's very Japanese and very ordinary, but he makes competent moves. But he starts some guys that I guess I wouldn't start in some situation. I mean, today the lineup, he's dropped the elder Arai down to sixth, and he's been batting him there for a while, and the hot hitting Arai, he's got batting cleanup, which I just, I wouldn't do. But if you really think he's hitting that well, and if he is, put him in the three hole, because that's killing you too. But, I mean, they don't really have much of a lineup.
I think what happened was that this was policy, and because they probably, maybe he thought, and what is I don't know if it was his policy or somebody else's policy, but, the foreign players, they're not going to be bothered by the criticism in the Japanese media. So if you let them skew, if you let the Japanese media eat them alive, they'll never know it. that can work, and it's hard because sometimes that stuff will come around to bite you sooner or later. Anyway, now we saw that Mertens was basically thrown back to, it's like they didn't have enough human sacrifices for the Tigers media. Mm-hmm. So they went back to him the other day, you know, eating frenzy. And the Tigers have a ton of talent, but they're not winning, some of it which is likely attributable to chance.
A ton of talent? Where are they hiding it?
I think both of the Arai brothers are really good. I think Torii Kani is a very good player. I think a lot of the pitchers are very good.
I don't think that's a ton of talent. Maybe that's just me, but I think it's some talent. Yeah.
Okay, let's put it this way. Which team in the Central League is more talented than the Tigers? Has more?
How about every team above them in the standings? One more time?
Couldn't put the Swallows there.
Why not? I certainly would.
And I would put the...
They're more talented on the mound. To me, they have more production with their foreign players. They have more speed.
Honest, I don't see that. I think they're just underperforming, which does happen. I mean, players have off years, and we've got a lot of them. I mean, we do have older guys, and I'm not talking about Dojima, because, I kind of wrote him off 2 years ago. But I thought they're playing badly. I think they should be. Do you think they should have a better record than they do?
No. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they did finish in last place.
But what's all this? I'm not either, but that's because they're playing badly. And so what's all this nonsense of, we want to see you in the postseason? You should have said, you guys really stink.
Well, I can't say that to the man in an interview. I'm not going to tell him that. And plus, you know what? The thing that I've always found is that no matter how badly a team is playing and no matter what the standings say, every guy goes out there every day and thinks that they can come back and win. I don't know if they could believe it with their heart and soul, but they certainly go out there and they say it.
Well, they do. Yeah, well, they say it and they believe it until the first inning proves them wrong. And that's what happens when you're on a team which is either collapsing or is wearing a Yokohama Bay Stars uniform in the last half of. And I don't say that because I'm mean, but that's just the way it's been in Yokohama. It doesn't have to be that way, and I don't think it's that way this year, but it has been. That's the way it's been. Okay.
Yeah, I understand. So, I mean, you know, when you ask, if you're going to ask me talent for talent, if you're going to compare everything, I think the Swallows have better younger players. I think they have better pitching. I like the production of their foreign guys, maybe not the starters, but they don't have any foreign. Roman has been pitching well recently. I think he's been pitching just as well as any of the other foreign starters for the Tigers. So I think everybody in the standings is better than they are, and that's why they're down. That's part of the reason. And the other reason might be Wada and what he's doing as a new young manager.
I don't think so. I'm not certain it's his. I don't think it's a case of his strategy as much as team policy. And normally, now in my mind, now neither of us thought the Tigers were all that great guns at the beginning of the season, but everything, I mean, Merton hitting 230 and Brazil hitting 230, these are guys who should be hitting more. I mean, these guys, there's like weird stuff going on. For these guys to be hitting that badly for so long, for so many guys to be hitting that badly for so long.
I agree, but Arai Takahiro, the elder Arai, he hasn't produced very well since he's been there. He's had some good stretches, but he's not had
2 good years with the title. The last 2 years have been pretty good.
And then Tomoaki Kanemoto, he's just about done.
About done, correct.
And they keep running him out there.
Seen him play. I haven't. It's like I can barely remember a game when he actually played. He's mostly on the bench now.
Yeah, they didn't have Jojima, and I think that kind of put him in a pinch. And they've been playing Fuji.
Yeah, Fuji is a decent catcher, but
he's decent, but he's backup level, and they're starting him.
Sure. Well, okay. Yeah. Again, I thought before the season, if anyone wants to go back to the Central League or Central League previews in the. Just a couple of weeks before opening day. I thought before the season the Tigers were going to collapse, and I thought it was going to be over Jojima's not playing. I thought the team was going to divide over Jojima's not playing. You know?
Well, it wasn't that he was even not playing. Remember, they were trying him out at first base.
Right. Well, they weren't going to be able to play because he wasn't going to be able to hit. He hasn't hit for 2 years. And as soon as they started playing Brazil in front of him, you know, there were people that was going to be the faction. And I figured that was going to divide the team and they were going to collapse. Normally when you see a team play all over the, across the board badly, I mean, on the Tigers as having a good season? And the answer is really nobody.
Well, Arai, Nyota, the younger Arai, is having a good season for him. I mean, you say he was a productive player on the farm team. I always say you got to prove it on the big team. Matsuda, Nobuhiro Matsuda of the SoftBank Hawks was also really good in the minors, but it took him a while to get it going on the first team. And certainly Aaron Baldarese, you predicted would be a good player, but
it didn't take him any time at all. As soon as they gave him a regular job, he was good.
He was good, but he had to prove it still on the first team. It's just
they had to give him a job to prove it.
I don't know about give. I think you still have to earn. And that's what the younger Arai has done. He's earned the playing time he's gotten because we expected somebody else to be playing in the positions that he's playing.
Fair enough. Okay, well, anyway, I have something about that subject a little later if we get to the anyway, the point I'm trying to make is usually when you see team, I don't think either of us going into the season. Now, we both saw the Tigers as a team that could collapse and might collapse. But, you know, to collapse, you have to have higher expectations. You know, nobody would say, oh, the Bay Stars have really collapsed this year. Or Oryx has collapsed, although technically they have. You have to have expectations. And, well, okay, they weren't to be a pennant winner this year with the Giants in the same league. I think you have to look at teams that play really, really badly when the expectations are much higher. And I think of two teams. I think of the 2005 Giants under Horiyuchi, who had all these big stars.
They had a bunch of sluggers.
Well, they had Abe, and they were a slow team. You know, they had Kiyohara. They had a bunch of big stars.
Kiyohara, Tuffy Rhodes. They just had a bunch of sludgy, slugger guys.
They had guys up the middle who could play a little bit, but they were slow. I mean, they were the typical, prototypical free agent stock, old-style Kiyohara, Yomiuri Giants team. Okay. What they had was divisive management. They had the players and coaches. Horiyuchi couldn't lead a Boy Scout troop. I mean, if you put him in charge of a Boy Scout troop, you'd have 20 guys going different directions. There wouldn't be any sign of any sort of cohesion whatsoever. This is what happened with the Giants. They had guys that had good enough seasons on paper, you know, in terms of their season totals, because they were just playing for themselves. I mean, everybody learned the lesson. Don't sacrifice because nobody's doing anything for the team. Okay. 2008, we had the SoftBank Hawks, which were a pretty good team. You know, they had all the pitching, they had the hitting. But they had a failed management strategy, which was win in Sadahara O's last season. And then the coaches went and told, and Jason Standards will tell you this, the coaches went around telling all the players, win, because if you lose, you might kill the manager. I mean, how's that for pressure?
So, all right.
So the Tigers look at me like a team that's sort of bound to finish last, and all the bit about blaming Merton for the team's troubles. You know, you don't see anybody saying, well, Kanemoto's really played, but, you know, you don't hear them picking on the other players, but singling out Merton repeatedly for his problems. Now, it was the media, of course, that pushed his buttons in June.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, according to my source, that was the coaches basically giving him free rein to go after him.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my take on the Tigers, and I think it would be a real extreme. I think they're most likely team to finish last this year.
Yeah, like I said, they've shortened the rotation. They're doing what they can to stay out of last place. They won their series this past weekend at Jingu. Two life and death struggles in those last two games. They pulled them out.
Once a night.
Yeah, we'll have to see how they go. I think that's a race since the Bay Stars are five wins behind them and four losses. I think that's a real good race, and I think they play enough times each time. In the second half, that's going to be a fun race to watch, as well as the third place race. See who ends up there. So.
But if we had relegation, it would be really fun.
You're just mean now. Come on. Who are you going to bring up?
Maybe, I don't know, Samsung.
The Jim Allen Raiders.
Give me a break. The Guide Dogs.
The Guide Dogs. Sounds great for guys throwing a ball 100 miles an hour and guys with sticks swinging them.
Hey. Okay.
Okay, Sparky, bark twice when the ball gets close.
It's a long story. We're not going to go into that one here.
All right, well, good luck to the Tigers. Thank you again, Randy. It was good to sit down and chat, and hope to see you soon again. All right, so the other day, I guess at the end of July, something interesting happened. And I kind of let it slide because, you know, when I see interesting statistics or some statistical anomaly or something strange happen, you know, I like to tell you about it or tweet it or do something.
But you let it?
I let it go by. I think I tweeted it. I don't remember. But then it happened again, and I thought, okay, well, now I have to do something. This is the Arai brothers at Hanshin. And, you know, I have to apologize to Claudio because when he sent that email some shows back about the father-son combinations, and he also included brother duos. But we didn't have time to talk about it at the end of the show. We ran out of time, and we just ended up talking about the father-son combinations.
Well, that's because I talk too much.
I didn't say that. I just said we ran out of time. So anyway, so the Arai boys hit home runs in the same game in July, back on, I think it was July 29th. I got my little pieces of paper that you can hear wrinkling in the background. So July 29th. And then they did it again on August 12th. So I said, okay, well, I've got to find out if this has happened in history before. So I started doing searches. But, of course, I couldn't find it because I didn't know the exact Japanese phrase. And I kept looking for, you know, brothers, home runs, same game. And that's not what they call it. And so I kept looking and kept looking. And I asked you and I asked another reporter. And it took a week, but I found it. And it's really, really interesting. This is great stuff. Now, there are three sets of brothers who are playing on an MPB team at the moment.
Who are on MPB rosters at the moment.
Who are MPB rosters, but they were all on first team as far as, yeah, they were all first team guys. Oh, maybe Takehiro.
And he just got dropped. He's on the farm team. Right,
that's what I was going to say. Okay. Well, there were when I did this search. Let's put it that way. Two, the Arai brothers at Hanshin. The other two, Yodai Kan of Nippon Ham and his brother, I'm going to call him by the name that I have, which is Yang Yao Shu.
Yang Yao Shun.
Okay. And he's with SoftBank, and he just pitched a shutout the other day, Friday.
He threw his first starter, I think, and his first shutout.
Yeah, and it was against Oryx, so we don't know if it really counts or not. We're going to have to check this with the scorers. And then elsewhere we have the Donoues, Naomichi and Takehiro Chunichi. And those three sets of brothers are playing, were playing. Yang Yao Zhu just got called up recently and he made his first start.
Right. Just started playing a couple of weeks ago.
But those brothers are on roster. So,
teams. So it's hard to think of them hitting home runs in the same game.
Right. One's the pitcher.
So the older Yang was apparently a pretty good hitter. Yeah. According to Cubs scout Steve Wilson.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. So going back in history, Leon Lee and LaRon Lee, who played 5 years together with Lotte, also hit home runs numerous times because they played 5 years together on the same team.
They're both power hitters.
Both power hitters. They did it 28 times.
And just for it odd even out there, that's when the Lotte Orients were in Kawasaki.
All right. But before that, the only Japanese sibling duo to hit a home run for the same team in the same game was a pair called the Kato brothers, Haruo and Masakazu, who did it for Kintetsu in 1950.
Wow.
So it had been 62 years since a Japanese combination of brothers had done this, and it's only the Kato brothers did it just one time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Arai brothers have done it twice and counting.
The Donoi brothers have homered in the same season, but they haven't homered in the same game.
But they were on the Hero Interview podium together 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, we could put an asterisk next to that.
I don't know. When did they start doing the Hero Interviews? We have to go back and find that out. Another question.
Okay, well, anyway, as long as we're on the brothers subject and talking about...
You and I?
Oh, no. We're not going to help a brother out. the Young brothers, they faced each other for the first time last week. Did you know that?
No, I didn't realize that.
and it lasted one pitch. Yang Yaoshun came in as a reliever, and his brother came up to bat. And first pitch, Yang Daikon singled it up the middle.
First pitch, because we know that's where most of the hits come from.
I think that all the time, especially since you guys were talking about him. So he singled up the middle, and they were both pretty happy. He told me a few weeks ago. In fact, we've talked about it repeatedly over the last few years. You know, have you faced your brother yet? Have you? No. It's just never happened. So I know he was really happy to do that. And the way his older brother is pitching, yeah, he might be an all-star as well. Although the younger brother, you know, really only made it to the all-star team because the Fighters fans stuck the ballot box this summer, but he certainly played like he belonged there.
Yeah, he did. He obviously did. He won an MVP award in the game, one of the games. So
almost all, he played all three games. He's played all of two of them. So yeah, I don't know at what time the last Taiwan player played in an All-Star game. I'm going to guess it was a Taiho sometime back in the mid '90s before he was traded to Hanshin.
This is what the old Chunichi Slugger guy.
Right. Or
Yasuaki?
Yasuaki Taiho.
Taiho, yeah.
Chinese name, I don't know. Oh, he had a brother. Speaking of him, his brother played in Japan as well. Played with Volte. So there. Okay.
All right. Well, that's just a little piece of information that I was able to dig out, and it took a long time to get it, but it was fun looking for it, and it's called the Abek.
I did want to mention this something because we're at odds about the Goto Arai and, you know, and what you want to do with him. And I can see your point about not wanting to bat him fourth because, you know, he's a guy who's unproven at this level. And I understand that. And I've thought about it because the same thing, your comment reminded me of something, I think it was a Dragons analyst, a former Dragons player, former Dragons pitcher who said this in 1996 when Katsuhiro Hiratsuka, who was a career minor leaguer, was batting in the fifth spot for the Hanshin Tigers. And he said, this guy has never succeeded anywhere. What's he batting fifth for? Well, he was a guy who had these just gaudy numbers for year after year with the Yokohama Bay Stars farm team. And it was a really good hitter. The couple of times when he got a chance to hit, he really hit. But the Bay Stars finally gave up on him, traded him to Oryx. He didn't get much playing time with Oryx. They used him as a pinch hitter a bit, a DH a little bit, but he didn't get much playing time. He essentially got a regular job at the age of 30, and the Tigers, who used 10 first basemen that year, they had a bunch of injuries in 1996. They ended up using 10 different first basemen. This is the year Glenn Davis and Kevin Moss played for them.
Glenn Davis.
So everybody is getting hurt. They traded for Hiratsuka at the beginning of the season, just maybe in March or something before the start of the season. And he didn't hit real well. And this is the point about not wanting an unproven guy. The reason you don't want him is not because he's not a good hitter and not because he's not a proven hitter, because to me that's kind of doesn't matter. If a guy hits, he's going to hit. The problem is that making the reason why I would agree with you is it's not that I want to see him succeed at this level, but it requires adjustments to succeed at that level. And you just don't expect somebody to be able to make the adjustments all of a sudden. I wouldn't expect a Rye to hit really well. I think he's a really good hitter. I think he's a really good hitter in the sense that He's a regular starting, first team regular player. And I think he could have done that. I think the Tigers could have done that with him last year, but they didn't have the need. So this is a great thing. The Tigers' disaster, you know, the Tigers' collapse is just a boon to his career, because without it, he might never have had a career. Now,
his career is still in question.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think he's going to, as long as he's going to be playing, he's going to play for, he's going to get a couple of years as a regular before he starts to run out of gas. I think nobody's going to look at him now and think, oh, well, this guy can't hit. Is it in question? Yeah. How long is he going to, you know, how long is he going to be a regular? I think is the question. Because if he doesn't play with Hanshin, somebody will say, well, this, you know, this guy can hit. He's sitting on the bench. We'll trade for him. You know, we'll take him. And this is what happened with Hirotsky. He played 2 years for the Tigers as a regular, as an everyday player. Then he played several years with the Cebu Lions as an everyday player. So the guy is good and start until 30. He was a really good player. He just, you know, he missed the best part of his career because the Bay Stars wanted guys who could field instead of guys who could hit.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, and that was my biggest caution, or the thing that I was worried about the most about him, is I'm just not sure what he's going to do from day to day. You know, you see, I saw him when he had his really good stretch last month, and he was just hitting everything, inside pitches, outside pitches, lefties, righties, everything up in the zone, everything down in the zone. He was hitting everything. You just don't know what you're going to get from a guy like that because he's not proven, and when people get a book on him,
proven. I hate that word proven because it sounds so arbitrary.
Well, because you don't know what you're going to get all the time. And
you're going to get from anybody.
Well, but you have expectations from those other guys.
Well, you have expectations from what this guy's capable of, from what he has already done.
That's true, but he hasn't done it. He hadn't done it on this level. And
problem. He hasn't done it on this level. You know, that's why Ichiro Suzuki took him 3 years to get a job, because he never did it on the first team level.
Well, you know, every player is different and you have to evaluate them. And I had seen him before. It's not like I hadn't seen him. I had seen him with the Dragons. I had seen him when he got some playing time. And he really didn't play very much at all, even when he went to the Tigers. 43 games in 2011, that's not a lot. He's already played 71 games now. You know, he's never really, you're right, he hasn't been given the chance, and I'm not arguing against him. I'm just saying, hey, look, when you get a guy like this, you don't know how long it's going to last or if it's going to last, because what are your expectations when you put a player like this up there? Well,
so what I would do, especially if I was in the Tigers' woeful state, is I would give him the chance to prove that he doesn't belong.
Yeah, but how long are you going to do that when you, especially at a place like Hanshin, where you got fans who are, even if you're in last place, they're demanding that you win the next game.
Agreed.
It's a very difficult atmosphere to put in a guy like that who, like, I guess you hate to hear it, but he's not proven. I don't know what your expectations are for that kind of player.
Established is a better word than proven, because we're talking about two different things. Can he hit? Absolutely, he can hit. And I say that without ever having him seen at that level, because I know people who hit as well as he did in the minors can hit at the top level. It's just a question of how long it takes them to make the adjustments.
All right.
But the examples of players who can hit the way he did in the minors and who fail in 400 or 600 or 800 at bats are essentially zero. That group of players does not exist. So it's basically a matter of finding a spot for him and letting him adjust. So, is he unproven? Yeah. Do you want to put him as your number four hitter? No, not because you don't know what he's going to do, but because the adjustment period is sometimes painful. And right now, and I'll tell you this, with Hirotsuka, 1996, first time as a regular, he'd never gotten a lot of at-bats in the Central League or the Pacific League. His first year, he hit like 250, and he was a 320 on-base percentage, and that's not really good. But what happened is he adjusted. The next year, he became typical Hirotsuka, which is a 290 hitter with medium-range power in the toughest pitcher's park in Japan at that time, Koshien, 360 on-base percentage guy, you know, 17 home runs. This was Hirotsuka. This is the guy who could have been doing better than this when he was 25. What a waste that he had to wait till he was 30.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of examples of guys who succeeded and plenty of examples of guys who didn't succeed. Now, I don't know the numbers. I'm just saying everybody's different, and it's hard. You know, you have to have opportunity. You have to have a position that you can play well that's available so that you can earn the chance to prove yourself and all that stuff. But, you know, good luck to him. We're going to move on.
He'll probably have a career a little bit like Hirotsuka's, although he's a little more athletic. He's not – Hirotsuka was Shigenobu Shima type, a little heavier. Okay.
With that, we will say farewell to Hiroki Kokubo of the SoftBank Hawks. He said he's going to hang them up. He announced it this week. We've talked to him on previous shows, especially when he made it to 2,000 hits. So we wanted to give him a quick acknowledgement and say, hey.
Yeah, it's better, summer.
Yeah, good job. But I have a problem with this.
Wow. Why, hasn't he paid his taxes this year?
I have a problem with this because I think this is really essentially the first year he's not playing as a regular.
Right.
And it just seemed kind of odd to me with the timing. You know, all of a sudden in the second half of the season, coming off an injury, not playing a lot, and he made the announcement after a game in which he suited up again and didn't play. I kind of got the idea he was throwing a tantrum because he's not playing.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't read about it in any, you know, Nikon Sports or Chunichi Sports or Hochi or anything. I just got the sense that, you know, this is a guy who's proud, and his excuse about, you know, having the power outage and not being able to hit home runs, not even in batting practice and all that stuff, just seemed like a cop-out to me because he's been such a productive hitter as a singles hitter. He helped SoftBank win that Japan Series last year with some key hits.
Absolutely.
They were base hits. They weren't, you know, extra bases, but they were key hits, and he doesn't make outs.
Well, I think, yes, he does make outs, and I think the problem is that right now, I think, you know, just objectively looking at it, I absolutely hear what you're saying, and you have to wonder, A, is he being pushed? Because I know SoftBank is, you know, they just took Alex Carrera, and, you know, they basically said, Alex Cabrera wants more playing time. Good luck. Go look for it.
Yeah. Maybe you can find some "we'll hit for food" sign on the side.
And then 30 seconds after, they said they don't have any room for Alex Cabrera, who is a quality hitter. Now, he has hamstring troubles and he has other issues, but he is Alex Cabrera can flat out hit.
Yeah.
Now, the question is he healthy or not? I don't know. Okay. But it wasn't, you know, they waited for, they didn't wait for the ink on his release form to dry.
Mm.
Signed Brandon Allen. And then I love baseball team logic, or baseball team, whatever passes for logic in press releases is pretty amazing. Because first of all, we don't have room for Alex Cabrera to hit. Well, fair enough. He can't, you know, they have a problem at SoftBank. They got Matsunaka, they got Kokubo, they've got Cabrera. I know the owner wanted to sign Hideki Matsui. So, like, they got four guys that can only play first or DH. Okay, so that's a problem. Okay, anyway, so then they sign Brandon Allen, which I didn't know anything about other than his name. Last name's the same as mine. And they said, here's a guy who can hit for power to all fields. Now, Brandon Allen's guy is going to get on base a little bit for you.
Well, we're talking about Kokubo.
I know. But the reason I'm saying this is because the Hawks are doing weird things right now.
So you think he's getting pushed out?
He's likely that he's pushed out.
Maybe that is it, because this reason I'm not going for it. I'm not buying it. I don't like it. Doesn't he know that old Japanese players, they sit around on the bench until they're just about hollowed out? They're mummified, and all they do is come up and pinch hit until, you know, look at Tatsunami. There are a lot of examples throughout the years of these guys who, we have one now, Tomonori Maeda with the Hiroshima Carp. He was he's become a great pinch hitter.
Yeah, in his defense, he's a tremendous pinch hitter. And also, well, he's got a problem is that the owner thinks he's God. And I think that if they ever decide that they want to cut him, that the owner's afraid lightning will strike him or something. It's just bizarre. Yeah, I understand that. And obviously the Hawks, Masayoshi Son, the Hawks owner, is very sensitive to fan, I would say hypersensitive. I mean, he's so sensitive that when, you know, fans sneeze, he catches a cold. So, yeah, I doubt that, but I certainly know that there is that internal dynamic within the Hawks that they are trying to push out these guys that the manager can't use. I know Akiyama, from what I've heard, I can't say I know because I don't know Akiyama He wouldn't recognize me in a crowd probably even, which is pretty amazing. But he doesn't want all these big, slow guys that he has very few options for. And getting rid of Cabrera was like, okay, and Matsunaga has come back and played, but I have to think with that's one possibility. Kokubo is getting pushed out. The other possibility, the tantrum, and the third possibility is just frustration at being so frequently injured this year.
Yeah, he's been injured and he's not playing regularly, and he's probably got a lot of issues with that. But I just think they need to come up with a better reason, because I'm not buying the one day where he can't hit home runs, and that's frustrating him because he's still productive.
Thing to say about him, I think the evidence in favor, in support of the tantrum theory, is the fact that they're playing, any guy who can, hey, you can hold a glove, well, you're going to be our first baseman today.
Yeah, yeah.
At home, because you're not going to need it.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with them. To him anyway, congratulations on a good career, a great career.
Indeed, and a nice fella and a humble guy in many respects. So,
yeah, another humble guy, Yoshinobu Takahashi of the Yomiuri Giants.
Fair enough, he is, I think, a fairly humble guy.
Congratulations to him. He reached 300 home runs this past week. Now, he joined some pretty incredible company in Giants lore here.
Lore?
He joins Sadaharu Oh, Shigeo Nagashima, Tatsunori Hara, the current manager, and Hideki Matsui as the only Giants with as many as 300 home runs.
Wow. Yeah, because, you think of all the sluggers, but you also think about the Giants saying, okay, look, they've had a lot of guys on the team with 300 home runs, but, 275 with somebody else.
Exactly. And those guys played every inning of their Japanese careers with the Giants, as far as I know.
And, I have a renewed respect for him. Because when he's thrown his tantrums, he's thrown them at other teams. When Hara, when 2008, when the Giants had that marvelous season, and Hara batted him leadoff. I think it was 2008, I may be incorrect.
I think that's correct.
In 2008, he batted him leadoff, and he had Yoshitomo Otani batting second, two guys whose careers were going nowhere. And the Giants just exploded, and it was one of the reasons was it was an affront to him to be asked to bat leadoff. He absolutely hated it. He wanted to show everybody in the world he was a middle of the order guy, and the way he did it was having a career year at the age of 33. And until then, this is a guy I had very little respect for. He basically was a college star who became a pro, and he was a pretty good player, and his career went downhill after his second year. He was remarkably like Tatsunori Hara.
Well, the interesting, I think he said it after he in the Hero interview that night, that or maybe with reporters later that night, that it took him 6 years to get to the 150 mark in home runs. It has taken him 9 seasons to get the other 150 to reach 300 because of so many injuries. And he's really fragile guy. And I remember sitting in the office one day, and he was chasing a ball in the outfield. I think it was in right field, and I said,
just want to say, stop.
No, he dove at a ball, and I thought, what are you doing? You could hurt yourself, And turns out he left the game a few innings later and, was gone with a shoulder injury. And, I mean, the guy's really fragile, and that's the only knock on his career. Even Alex Ramirez said last year when I interviewed Alex about him, he said, hey, we all know he can hit. His problem has been staying on the field.
Well, I think his problem was always that he was the star, and I think Hara, oddly enough, the guy whose career was very much like his, said, "Well, son, if you're not gonna produce, you're gonna go give it a shot on the minor league team."
Yeah.
I have Hara for that, because that was a tough decision to take this guy who was one of the faces of the Giants, and say, "You're a minor leaguer. This is something that." no Giants managers were able to do. And I think that was one of the reasons Hara has been successful with the Giants.
Yeah. All right, a quick note. The Cebu Lions, who on June 4th were in last place in the Pacific League, 11 games out, are in first place as we talk right now on Sunday evening. What a run. They've gone 13, I wrote it down somewhere again, 13-4-3 since the All-Star break. The top teams have come back to them, but they've you know, reached out and touched someone, so good job by them.
Ninth last place, so give them some extra credit.
Right. All right, no questions this week, and we know you're listening out there, so a reminder, we want to invite you to send your comments via MP3 file so we can play them on the show. If you have an iPhone, it's really easy, so I won't go through all the things, but just send it to yakyujohn@gmail.com, or you can leave us a note on our Facebook page, and we'll get it on the show.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Good job, Jim. Take care. Stay cool, buddy. Don't melt out there.
Nah, I'm chilling, dude.
A programming note, I'm going to take off this whole week for my blog, so those who, if you bother to read my blog.
Blog, John?
I won't be writing until maybe Friday or Saturday. I'm going to go up to Akita for a week.
I'm outraged.
I'm John. Nice to meet you. Outraged?
Oh, get a new one, dude.
And with that, we will see you next week. Enjoy your baseball.